From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in the case of a Missouri death row inmate who suffers from a rare disease. As Dan Margulies reports, the inmate claims the state's plan to execute him by lethal injection violates the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment.
Russell Bucklew has a rare medical condition that he says has caused blood-filled tumors to grow in his head, neck, and throat. He contends he's at risk of gagging and suffocating if he's executed via lethal injection. Bucklew, who is 50, was sentenced to death for the 1996 murder of Michael Sanders and the abduction and rape of Bucklew's ex-girlfriend, Stephanie Ray. His execution has been postponed twice by the Supreme Court, in 2014 after a botched lethal injection execution in Oklahoma, and this past March. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
President Donald Trump closed out his midterm election rallies with one in Missouri that featured conservative stars, Republican hopefuls, favorite Democratic targets, and a little drama. Radio host Rush Limbaugh and Fox News host Sean Hannity joined Trump on stage in Cape Girardeau. This was Trump's 11th rally in Missouri. He accused Democrats of planning to ruin the country if they succeeded in gaining power in Congress after today's midterm elections. Trump's stump speech was interrupted for several minutes last night when a woman in the crowd required medical attention. People sang the hymn Amazing Grace as she was taken outside. One polling location in Callaway County caused complaints from voters about potential electioneering for the 2018 midterm election. The walls of St. Andrew Church's gymnasium in Holt Summit, Missouri, bore anti-abortion signage while voters marked their ballots. Missouri law prohibits electioneering inside or within 25 feet of a polling location. However, the law only applies if the sign is promoting a candidate or issue on the ballot. There are no abortion rights issues currently on the ballot in Holt Summit. Denise Hubbard is a Callaway County clerk.
And we have spoken to the Secretary of State's office, and they've confirmed our belief that it is not electioneering because it's not on the ballot.
A representative from St. Andrew's Church declined to comment on the signs. Voter turnout across the state appears strong as voters cast ballots in key races. This includes a tight race between incumbent Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill and her challenger, Republican Josh Hawley. In St. Louis, 37-year-old Amanda Klein waited almost an hour for a ballot. She told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that it almost feels like a presidential election. She says it's good to see a lot of people. Outside Rockbridge Christian Church in Columbia, the line began forming before the doors opened. Poll volunteer Lisa Glass told the Columbia, Missourian that is the most voters she has ever seen. The Springfield News Leader reports that by 10 a.m. today, 12% of all active voters in Greene County had cast their ballots. Bishop Sean McKnight of the Jefferson City Diocese came to Our Lady of Lourdes Church last night to hear Columbia Catholics share their thoughts about the clerical sex abuse crisis. McKnight spoke to open the listening session and again at the end, but mostly he sat, listened, and took notes, according to the Columbia Missourian. Some attendees spoke about their loved ones leaving the church, due in part to the abuse crisis. Many spoke about the need for transparency and dialogue moving forward. McKnight has held four other listening sessions in less than 2 weeks. His last listening session is today at St. Patrick Church in Rolla. McKnight is holding the sessions in preparation for the upcoming meeting of the U.S. Catholic Bishops Fall Assembly. This is scheduled for next week in Baltimore. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman, KBIA News, Columbia.